Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, let's go around the league. Eric Armstead, he has a podcast, Third and Long, and he confirmed that the Texans were interested in acquiring, but the trade fell apart.
But some of y'all were, like, very close to, like, what was really happening. And, like, when I would read some stuff, I'd be like, dang, how does he know that? Like, that's really what's going on. But, free agency was crazy, man. The Texans tried to trade for me. Didn't even want me to become a free agent. Tried to trade for me. I thought I was going there. Trade fell through. Boom, I ended up hitting free agency.
All right, so there you go. The Texans, they tried to trade for Eric Armstead. Then they tried to trade for Keenan Allen. Then they did trade with the Minnesota Vikings. Then they used that second-round pick to trade for Stephon Diggs. So it's interesting that you can make a case that this impactful or non-impactful Stephon Diggs trade was actually the third option, and Eric Armstead just confirmed it. Keenan Allen confirmed that he was open to going to Houston.
Yeah, but there is a certain amount of, I don't know if relief is the right word, like they didn't put all their eggs in one basket. Like you can go back to whatever their interest was in Mike Evans. You know, they always had like an alternative. Okay, if this doesn't work, and that's what Nikki Buckets does. You know, that's why I came up with
that. It's not a thing.
It is. It's a thing in this room.
Nikki Buckets, not a thing.
Yeah, you know, he always has that fallback plan. That's not necessarily like a booby prize, but it's still a fallback plan that they like.
A what?
A booby prize.
What's that? You don't heard of a booby trap? What's a booby prize?
A booby prize. Figgy, have you heard of booby prize?
Uh-uh.
Y'all don't know what a booby prize is?
No idea.
Like, it's a prize that's, like, not very good. Like, you're throwing the balls at the fair, at the state fair, or rodeo or whatever, to try to knock down all those things and win the big bear. But you miss them also. They give you, like, a little dude with a little plastic parachute. You know, like, you remember those? You throw off the roof of your house or whatever. Like, you were, it's a booby prize. It's, like, not what you wanted. It's kind of cheap and not very good. That's what I'm saying. That's okay. You never heard of booby prize?
Gotcha. Interesting.
Yeah.
One of the most popular mentioned with the Texans, Tavondre Sweat, charged with DWI yesterday, 2:00.
It was going to be one of my confessions, but it was met with a little bit of anger from some of our listeners. Nobody was hurt. hopefully he can learn from this and, you know, finally do what he's been telling, according to some NFL teams, that all that party and stuff is behind him. But my first thought was, good. Now he'll be available later.
He might very well be available, that's for sure. Eric Johnson, this is the mayor of Dallas. He is really pushing this, let's bring the Chiefs to Dallas, after the residents, I guess, of Kansas City rejected to a tax increase that would fund the remodeling of Arrowhead Stadium. This guy's got to be the dumbest politician of all time. And we're not we're not a political show at all. We do not even go into it, but this guy's a moron.
He's a pawn.
First of all, this idiot got caught cheating. This is his wife's words, not mine. Because they have a Ring doorbell camera, and he took his side piece, who, by the way, was someone on his staff who he gave $100,000 to after she left.
Oh, is that all?
His wife's words, not mine. And he got caught because he took her to the crib and got caught on his own damn Ring doorbell.
He waved. Hey!
So there's that.
Yeah.
Now he's trying to push bringing the Kansas City Chiefs to Dallas. Do you really think in a city like Dallas, where they like the Dallas Cowboys, they want you bringing another NFL squad?
No, first of all. But
so what are you doing? Do you think people are like, yeah, bring the Chiefs?
Yeah.
What are you thinking,
you're
man?
You're not New York City. You're what are you, the third biggest city in Texas even? You're a pawn. Like, you couldn't draw it up better for Kansas City politicians. Hold on. The Dallas mayor did what? He says, bring the Chiefs. Cha-ching. We're going to get our stadium. I'm at the Chiefs. You couldn't have drawn it up better if you're the Hunt family and the Chiefs. Because, like, now you actually got somebody saying this crap that's going to help us get our stadium or whatever, repairs, all that stuff, renovation, even quicker. Like,
why
that,
can't they repair the stadium?
It's a tax thing.
What are we doing?
It's a tax thing.
How much did y'all make?
Well, they did, not the city. The city had some, obviously, but the tax,
how much was the tax increase? Because it got voted against. How much was it?
I don't know. I didn't dig in that deep. I didn't notice.
Like, what do they do? Put an extra 2 cents on my.
The reality is about all these stadiums.
Hot dog or something.
They use like hotel motel is a common one. The reality is it's really stupid that taxpayers buy all these stadiums, but I can't remember not supporting one because it's cool.
Yeah.
You want that to happen.
Yeah, I had a hand in it.
It's dumb. It's dumb that, hey, yeah, we'll pay for everything for you to make $1 billion, but I still do it.
Going around the league here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. The Andre Johnson Hall of Fame induction, there's a lot of Texans fans that are going to be going to it. I personally recommend, because I think it's a better city, staying in Cleveland and driving to the game and then driving to the ceremony. It's like a one-hour drive. That would be me. But there's kind of a curveball there. And this is just kind of early warning for folks going out there. I don't think it's going to impact it like overwhelmingly significantly. But in Cleveland that Saturday, there's also SummerSlam, which is probably the second biggest wrestling event. So
that's
keep your eyes peeled
event,
on that.
Right?
I think it's just a one day. I'm not sure. I know WrestleMania is, but if you're looking at staying in Cleveland on the Friday night, it might be a little bit of an increase. If you're just going to the game, I don't think it will be, because you can stay the Thursday of the game and then get out sooner rather than later. But that's just a little warning for Texans fans. There's other stuff going on in downtown
Cleveland.
Get
your travel done.
Yeah, get it going, man.
It's just 59 miles. I just looked at it.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Nothing.
And you'd rather stay in Cleveland. Cleveland's cooler. Downtown Cleveland's fine.
Yeah, I like Cleveland.
No doubt about it. Caitlin Clark said good things about Cleveland. She went the opposite of Joe Kim Noah.
Mm-hmm.
Malik Nabers. There's talks about Malik Nabers perhaps going to Tennessee with the Titans, joining Calvin Ridley. There's reports he could fall, because I saw that one of the aggregating sites picked it up, that he could be high maintenance. All these aggregators come from, they keep using this guy, Tony Pauline. I don't know who the hell he is.
You said that before.
I have no idea. I looked it up, and it said he worked for PhiladelphiaEagles.com and then Giants.com, and then he works for some site I've never heard of.
Yeah.
I feel like he has, because he's worked with websites, a relationship with aggregators. Because I don't hear his name. I obsessively follow sports.
Mm-hmm.
I could probably tell you Bleacher Report writers from 10 years ago. I've never heard of Tony Pauline. But these aggregating sites, I think it's JPA Football, says, according to Tony Pauline, Malik Nabers could be high maintenance. And then, because they're aggregators, they say it, and it gets completely spread out.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Malik Nabers. He was on his web stream. I guess it got out enough to where he at least addressed it when he was on a web stream.
I don't know, Malik. Why are they talking about you? They're too high maintenance, bro.
It's cap.
They be capping, huh, bro?
Right.
You know they got to pick somebody in this gym. I guess they just pick me.
So he's saying they got to pick someone. It's just me. I have no idea.
High maintenance?
I don't
That's
know.
That's the best you can come up with?
I don't know. Maybe it's true. Maybe,
how
I
many
know.
NFL players are not high maintenance? A lot of them are. Like, that's not even... If that's the best they've got, I wouldn't mind that at all.
Pauline's just throwing all this stuff out
high
there.
High maintenance?
He has all the draft aggregations.
I looked up
Tony
his
Pauline
bio.
Fella.
We've had this discussion before, and I told you I remembered him from somewhere. I just looked up his bio. He worked at SI.com for 12 years. That's where I knew him from.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
When?
I don't.
Like now SI or
no,
back
no,
in the
no,
day
no.
SI?
Like
kind like of when kind SI of
in,
existed or when it was
between,
just a freelance job?
In between the good SI and the bad SI, he okay. was kind of in that transition group.
Yeah, because SI used to mean something,
yeah.
and now it's kind of just like freelance. There's some good dudes out there riding around and getting it, but
yeah.
sometimes when you say according to SI, by the way, that's one of my pet peeves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people do it to kind of fit their own agenda, where someone says, well, ESPN said this. Now, ESPN can present stuff like with production and stuff, and then I think you can say ESPN is pushing this.
Mm-hmm.
But like when like there's a column that comes out, and let's
yeah.
say it's in the New York Post, and it's a specific person.
Yeah.
And then someone says the New York Post said. So you're telling me everyone in that newsroom agreed with what that one person wrote.
Yeah.
You can say like there's like a certain way of coverage and stuff, but that doesn't matter. Like, why do we do that?
If you report
something, it's the biggest generalization there is.
If you report something, or you're kind of like a whale in the business.
Yeah, if you want to give it credit and say according to the New York Post, but if it's an opinion piece, then I don't know how you can say the New York Post. You could, I guess you can. I guess there's certain instances, but sometimes I just think it's like, I'll see someone say, man, Sporting News. I'll just use Sporting News as an example. Mm-hmm. Sporting News said this about this. Oh, my gosh. And then I'll look. It's some poor jackass who's probably 23 years old who's getting paid $15
that.
An article. And
that.
He said it. And you're crediting the Sporting News with it.
Yeah.
It's some poor, like, opinion writer who no one's heard of. And you're taking, like, the whole thing.
We got some here.
Yeah, we do.
They do it all the time
We
here.
Got some here.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, man. I mean, we've had this discussion alternately.
Well,
know.
Some people that go to credentials, and I was talking about this yesterday with McMahon. He said that the funniest thing to him is there's people who do like online stuff, and they're putting out consistent content, and they have streams, and they have like Stutes.
Mm-hmm.
Stutes started Houston football, and it's a daily thing. It's all the time. People, it's the best subscription you can get, by the way.
Yeah.
And he's putting out his stream and all that.
Yeah.
But there's some people who are just going for Twitter.
Well, and they're
the first ones that are going to fire up like a legitimate columnist or artist or something like that. And you're just tweeting. You're not putting out content.
And they're contributing only when it's convenient for them. That's what bugs me.
Yeah.
Like maybe one a week, maybe two a week.
Yeah.
Maybe none.
Yeah, maybe none.
Yeah, that's not.
There's no pressure. Not, there's nothing to it.
That's not being a beat writer.
No, that's a fan experience.
Yeah, that's like, hey, you know what? I should write something about
it. Yeah, it's a fan experience.
You know, that's not.
But I feel bad because a lot of the freelance stuff that happens whenever someone says something, they say, well, this person said that.
Yeah.
You know, or this organization, that's not what happened.
That's why I always got to go, like, who said it? Are they legit?
Yeah, who directly said it?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the key thing. Because,
like,
I mean, anybody can say anything.
Like, if Ron Hughley said something, don't say 6'10 said it.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
You know they do this all the time.
But
man.
Come on. I didn't say it. He said it. Individual.
Mm-hmm. And then there's this big sweeping 6'10 says blah blah.
Never
blah,
happened.
Blah, blah.
Has never been, and we've never agreed with everything. It's never happened.
I don't think all hosts and producers have ever agreed on any one topic.
Never, ever.
Yeah.
Never, ever, ever, ever. It's an interesting state of media. It is crazy that... Do you think magazines could make a comeback? Because, we see records. Like, people are playing vinyl and stuff like that. Do you think we could... Is it just because it's so easy for the information to get out there? Or do you think we ever see a time where... Not collecting, like, old ones... But where perhaps magazines
like a
make
magazine
a comeback.
Magazine has a niche. Yes. I not a comeback. I'll put it this way. I think some magazines are just better in magazine form. Like you've been to a dentist's office, doctor's office. What magazines do you see there all the time? Golf?
Us Weekly?
Cigar Aficionado.
See that.
Yeah, you do.
Cigar Aficionado?
Yeah, that like some magazines, you're missing the point here. Some magazines are just better when you hold it in your hand.
Us Weekly is the best.
Us Weekly, yeah, you got to have it in you. Like golf is the best. Golf is the best example. Like you can actually see. You know, I don't know what it is about it, but it's never going to make a comeback. But there's some are going to be sustainable. What other magazines are still around? Even
Us Weekly,
wine magazines are always like that.
They still have the mags. Mm-hmm. I still walk by. I still have to get a fantasy mag. Mm-hmm. Although, I don't get the fantasy mag. I just get the cheat sheet. Mm-hmm. My boy brought a fantasy mag the other last year. Mm-hmm. This dumbass went off a fantasy mag that probably came out in March, and picked like Kadarius Toney in the fourth round or something like that.
Oh, Cosmopolitan.
Never heard of it.
For the ladies?
Never heard of it.
Cosmo.
Never heard of it.
You've seen Cosmo.
You know what the most BS decision to ever get rid of magazines was?
What?
Sky Mall. Man, that used to get me an hour through a flight,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, get you through flights.
I know you got it online. Can we get Sky Mall back?
Sky Mall was awesome.
Man, I find myself looking at the damn safety manual in front of me with the drinks where it always has, here are our drinks. Yeah. Man, can I get a Sky Mall back?
Yes.
Sky Mall was awesome.
And they had the most unique products, man.
Yeah, now you can get Amazon, but can we get a Sky Mall back?
Yeah, Sky Mall was legit.
Right, why didn't Amazon just do it? Why didn't Amazon create a Sky Mall?
Well, they may well.
Yeah, I can print it out. Mm-hmm. Just let me check it out. I'm going to go there anyways. Mm-hmm. I miss Sky Mall so much.
I'm trying to think of some of those unique products that they had that were like, you know, I might need one of those, and you don't. You know, like, oh, a towel warmer. You know, I've been wanting to get a towel warmer.
Sky Mall was great.
Yeah.
Might have been the best magazine of all time.
Mm. Well, I don't know about that.
Well, Sports Illustrated is the best magazine of all time.
I would agree with that.
You can already see on the text, what about Playboy? That was a good one, too. Good articles, honestly. If we're being serious.
Oh, some of the best writers. That's
serious. Some of the best writers there were.
Yeah, absolutely. In Playboy.
Hugh Hefner's getting drugged now, though. Of course.
How's that?
I mean, his ex, Holly Madison, is like making a living off of it. Mm-hmm. And she's playing the whole... I just didn't know the moment that I was in when I was there. You know, I was just my young self. And you can see like from the old reality shows, she's kind of like that. And they're like saying stuff that's like, oh, no way. They were getting naked and doing drugs at Playboy?
Get out of town.
You're kidding. At the mansion?
Yeah.
Hugh Hefner had Viagra? And they were popping mollies in the club?
Never would have guessed.
No way. Are you kidding me?
Never would have guessed.
That at Playboy? No. What? You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
That's insane. You mean, you have, no way.
I thought they was having clean fun.
He wasn't loyal?
Just taking pictures.
By the way,
stuff.
I peeped that Nickelodeon, man.
Oh, the doc?
Oh, man.
Honestly, I saw the interview, and I'm not going to completely dismiss him of all wrongdoing. Mm-hmm. The Schneider guy actually did an interview with one of one of his old cast dudes, and I actually thought he explained himself pretty well. He didn't deny everything. He said he was a jerk. Mm-hmm. He said that he shouldn't ask the female employees to give massages. That was wrong. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't like one of – there were the other creepy guys there. He didn't hire any of them. According to him.
Oh, yeah?
They had Mark Summers on there. The guy wasn't even working there when they were there. That's some low-life stuff that
oh, really?
That they did. He wasn't even working there, and he walked
off. When did he not work off there?
Well, that was like the double dare, so he didn't work there.
Mm-hmm.
But the Snyder guy actually did the interview, and he kind of like tried to explain himself, tried as best as he could.
Yeah.
Like they had a couple of that said that he didn't support diversity. Come on, like all of his show, like he had the most diverse shows on Nickelodeon.
Yes, he did. That's true.
All that.
That is absolutely true.
Kenan and Kel.
Mm-hmm.
He did the movie. That was where he had the real pushback. But he said as far as being like a jerk to people he worked with, he was like, yeah, that was me.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, that was me. He was like, yeah, I was a jerk and I apologize. He's like, as far as like the massages, that was bad. He said like the perverted jokes, he kind of pushed back on that too, because he said that kids thought it was funny.
Yeah.
And there were parents on the set that weren't like denying it.
Like in the moment.
Yeah, but he kind of, I mean, I don't want to say he defended himself because he also took some accountability. Mm-hmm. Those other guys, I don't know what was going on with them. That one dude, did you watch the whole thing?
Nah, I didn't.
How many episodes did you get through?
I ain't watched none of it yet.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how dark it was. According to social media, it seemed like it was pretty dark.
Yeah.
That Drake,
I gotta prepare myself
the Drake
for it.
Guy who, he'll confess about his past with one of the guys that got arrested.
Mm-hmm.
His mom, man, what a bad mom. Like his dad was in charge of him and then they got rid of him.
Yeah.
His mom is pathetic.
What's it called again?
Quiet on the Set, HBO Max.
It's trending number one,
right? Yeah, Quiet on the Set, HBO Max.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Snyder guy, I don't think he'll ever work again, but he did do a decent job of like being accountable and like kind of explaining himself.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Yeah.
It's an interesting one. That mom though, that Drake's mom, she's trash.
Mm-hmm.
Trash. She should have had to speak for herself.
Did they get to the Amanda Bynes stuff?
Yeah, I didn't know who Amanda Bynes was. That was in my dark area.
She was huge, man.
Oh, yeah, she had her own show.
She was huge.
But that was my dark area. Like, Nickelodeon for me stopped in, like, the 90s.
Yeah.
Huh. But, yeah, Amanda Bynes, yeah,
she
fell off.
Big problems.
Yeah, and the Snyder guy was big on her. He was like, they said that he got kicked off her set. He's like, I didn't get kicked off the set. He's like, I tried to get rid of that show. and by the time I tried to get rid of that show, I was in there. So I never got kicked off a set because I was crazy for Amanda Bynes. What kind of stuff is that?
I don't know.
Who knows?
She was a monster.
I didn't even know who she was.
Yeah.
Check it out, though.
Mm-hmm.
You should get through it.
It caught my interest.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out.
It's trending number one right now.
Kenan Thompson defended him, and so did the Drake guy. The Drake guy who went through the worst stuff, he defended the Snyder guy, too. He said, man, he was always there for us.
Good.
He was always there for the kids. Who knows, though? You can decide yourself. Coming up, the internet goes nuts. The Texans go viral. And two apologies in music. One, you might support. One, you might not. Next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast. I got
the internet going nuts. Boy, kids just don't get it these days, man.
They don't.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig.
I'm not even
you.
A big wrestling fan. It kind of made me roll my
eyes. Yeah. Internet going nuts here on In the Loop. Sketch, CJ Stroud, Stephon Diggs, and Tank Dell. Sketch is a big-time streamer. So they were playing street football or just backyard football, and Sketch, kind of a chubby, stocky dude, he hadn't caught a pass yet. You're going to hear CJ Stroud heckling him. So let me just give you the play-by-play here so you understand what you're listening to. First, they're sitting around. They finish playing. CJ basically says, this guy hasn't caught a pass. So they make him run about 25, 30 yards to the end zone.
He's awful.
To catch a pass. He can't catch the pass, and then he's running back. Here's the commentary with CJ Stroud and the Texans as Sketch kind of loses his breath a little bit.
A slow first step there.
T.I., back in the gap.
What was that?
It's hot.
I'm gas here.
We need a catch.
Yeah, you ain't gonna catch all day, man.
Hurry up, boy. Can we get a real one? A real one? Cardio. Cardio.
Go to the end zone.
He tired.
Stop.
Nah, right there. Get under it. Get under it. Get up. Stay there.
He was
right
hard.
There. Right there. Run the post.
There we go.
He got no track in the building.
GPS up.
Damn.
GPS up.
What up, bro?
GPS
up.
No
track in the building. That's why he played linebacker. He tired. He tired. Oh, my gosh. My man is tired. Come on, hustle up. We don't walk on the field. There you go. He's going to pass out. We don't walk. He's about to throw up.
They're just messing with him nonstop.
I drink beer and play basketball sometimes.
Nonstop. By the way, for those who are not familiar with Sketch's work, and I've kind of seen a bunch of his stuff. I've been wanting to bring it up on the show, so I'm glad there's finally a good reason to. He looks like a caricature of the kid that does nothing but video games in his mom's basement. Like, not even, like, think of the worst.
Isn't that his bit?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But it's even beyond what you might imagine.
But he always wears C.J. Stroud jerseys.
Always wears a C.J. Stroud jersey, glasses, squints,
yeah.
Talks a lot of noise. I was watching one video where he just kept saying Tuesday.
I watched one video because after I saw this, I was like, I want to go check this out. And it said, cooking with Sketch and we're really high. And he's like cooking spaghetti and he has the noodles already in there as the water's boiling.
Oh.
And he's trying to mix like some marinara mm-hmm. with some stuff, but he's just basically stoned with his buddy cooking spaghetti, which is my type of
your type of guy,
my type of Sketch,
yeah.
For lack of a better term.
It was and he was running around out there in his socks.
Yeah,
I never saw him wearing shoes.
Well, probably doesn't have cleats.
Yeah,
I got the internet going nuts.
Eclipse, baby, total eclipse.
Now, I'm so glad it's rainy.
I
and
was
foggy.
Just gonna say.
I hope all you people that are trying to see the eclipse can't see it.
Call me
a hater, whatever.
People took days off. People are traveling to Waco and Ennis and Dallas and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I'm on a group text with my sister-in-law and brother-in-law who drove over there to go like to Waco area to go see it. And the kids, another one of my relatives let the kids miss from school. It is cloudy everywhere. Tongue in cheek, I had my nephew. He sent us a picture. Look at this. He sent us a picture of the clouds and
that's
the sky.
It?
And all he said was breathtaking. Like, he clearly tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
It was,
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Totally
eclipsed.
It's not my thing.
I got the internet going nuts.
So WrestleMania had the internet going nuts over the weekend. Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson, they made an appearance. They interfered in Rey Mysterio's match with his son Dom. They had masks on, then they took them off. They took their shirts off and did Lane Johnson and Kelsey things. Then you had The Rock, John Cena, Seth Rollins, Undertaker, all interfere in the main events.
And you loved it.
The main event, it was 5 minutes of just riveting TV with all of the music. A little disappointed in the boss, though, man.
Our boss.
Yeah, very. He came in here and was talking about it. We were going back and forth doing our nerdy wrestling talk, which, by the way, I only watch it once a year. I sit down and watch it once a year. I don't watch Monday, Friday, any of that crap. And I see clips because they do a good job on social media. You can see the clips and react online. And I watch some docs here and
there.
That's
all I do is watch clips.
Yeah. Well, our boss came in here and said the product's never been better.
Well, even
I mean,
my,
come on, brother.
Even my amateur ass.
Have you ever heard of the Attitude Era?
Knew better than that.
Like, what are we doing? Yeah. Like, what are we doing here? What is this?
Yeah. Even I knew that.
Is this the goat in there?
What? Never been better.
These are the good times.
What is this?
These are the good times.
Is this the goat in there?
You realize why yesterday was so good? Because you got to see guys from the Attitude Era.
That's true.
They needed to bring them in to make it great.
That's true.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I got the internet going nuts.
Hank Aaron. And I get why people would disagree with me when I say,
how many times are you going to bring up Hank Aaron today?
This is twice. But I have a different twist on it this time. So I've referenced this a couple of times, and it's 50 years ago today when he hit 715.
So you were in high school?
No, I was 11 years old. 11, 12. And I remember exactly where I was.
You were at A&M.
Yeah, I was a boy genius. I was an 11-year-old freshman at A&M. So there's been an urban legend. I don't know if it's real or not. Maybe this is unfair.
That was a good album by T.I., by the way. That was before he fell off.
Is that right?
Yeah, urban legend.
There is an urban legend. There's two people made the call, one on TV, one on radio. All right? Vin Scully and Milo Hamilton.
Okay.
Both legends.
Yeah.
There is an urban legend.
You're going to have us grade the call.
Yes.
Don't tell me you're going to make us grade the call.
The two calls. And then I'm going to tell you something that happened with Milo Hamilton.
And then we're going to debate if Pete Rose is a Hall of Famer.
This is Vin Scully.
We're going to debate if Pete Rose is a Hall of Famer and if pitch count is ruining baseball today.
I mean, if you want.
The outfield deep and straight away. Fastball is a high drive to the deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fan city. What a marvelous moment for baseball. What a marvelous moment for the country and the world. At 10 minutes after 9 in Atlanta, Georgia, Henry Aaron has eclipsed the mark set by Babe Ruth.
All right. That's Vin Scully. Yeah. Milo Hamilton.
Find one without that music on it.
And then I have a question for you.
Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron. The fireworks are going. Henry Aaron is coming around third. His teammates are at home plate, and listen to this crowd.
All right, so here's something I heard about 25, 30 years ago in a press box in Atlanta. Milo Hamilton didn't like his original call on the Hank Aaron home run.
Yeah.
So after the game, down the line, basically down to the studios, redid the call.
I hate that.
I don't know if it's true or not.
I hate that.
I don't know if it's true
or
not.
I've heard some broadcast guys do that. I hate that. I think it's a bad look.
The thing about the Milo, though, it was so good, but he was like so perfect on it, you could almost believe that he had to like redo it.
Was a redo?
I don't know. That's the legend.
See, I would have said that Vin Scully had the best call, but he had a symphony in the press box. I don't know why they had that symphony there.
They don't do that anymore. They used to back in the day.
Play the call again. There's a symphony there.
Yeah, they used to have that. I used to write with a symphony.
Yeah, he had a symphony playing. Yeah. I didn't like that.
Deep and straight away.
Yeah, this is fastball. I don't need Star Wars music with my call. So, yeah, I don't know.
I used to write my columns.
What
with
was Vin thinking?
An entire orchestra standing behind me.
I don't know who had the better call.
When I heard Milo's, I'm like, that sounds pretty perfect. Like he had to do it a couple of times.
I don't redo your call, Milo.
I got the internet going nuts.
So we have two apologies in music. I want you to tell me whether you support the apology or not.
Mm-hmm.
The internet was going nuts last night. J. Cole had a little back and forth with Kendrick Lamar. He put out a diss track, and it seemed like it was getting roasted pretty bad. Like, at a historic level.
J. Cole did.
Yeah, J. Cole put out a diss track, and it was getting roasted pretty bad. No harm. Like, it's not like he said anything about catching bodies or anything like that. It was just old school.
Just old school hip hop.
Old hip hop, man.
Back and forth.
Back and forth. Well, yesterday, this dude was on the stage, and he asked for forgiveness for his diss track.
And I pray that God align me back up on my purpose and on my path. You know what I mean? I pray that my really didn't feel no way. And if he did, got my chin out. Take your best shot. I'm going to take that shit on the chin, boy. Do what you do. You know what I mean? Like, all good. Like, it's love. And I pray that, you know, I pray that y'all are, like, forgiving for, like, the misstep. And then I can get back to my true path. Because I ain't going to lie to y'all. Past 2 days felt terrible. Like, it let me know how good I've been sleeping for the past 10 years. I want to now perform the song that's a reminder to me of getting back on the right path. The name of the song is called Love Yours.
Okay. Why is this so such a big deal? Why are we, what's going on? Is there something more to this?
No.
They just had diss back and
forth,
right?
They were actually cool with each other. They did songs together for years, and Kendrick Lamar did a little friendly little shot at him.
So do you think this is just a matter of it wasn't good, so he's trying to apologize and act like he's taking it on the chin and all that? Or do you think he, like, if this had broken the, let me put it this way. If this had gotten the same response that Pusha T's diss to Drake had gotten, do you think J. Cole would be on the stage crying and begging for forgiveness?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Well, then that's weak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weak. He's never been on that level, though. Anyone who tried to put him there, y'all don't get it.
On the level of what?
Like, he's not on the level of Kendrick and Drake anyways.
Yeah, that's been the whole debate. He's been in a category.
No, it's not a debate anymore.
Yeah.
Let's take him down a little bit.
Yeah, that's a bad look.
Yeah.
That was always the debate, that he could take them out.
All right.
And so this was his chance, and he apologized.
Now he's there with Eli Porter and 50 Tyson to me.
By the way,
I did it.
Yeah, it's dark.
It's dark, man. Yeah.
And we didn't even get, I guess the clouds make it worse here.
Yeah, well, didn't get the eclipse. So here's another music apology.
Okay.
I don't think this apology was necessary either.
Okay.
So there's a series that a lot of people might recognize called Hot Ones, where I think it's 10 or 12 wings. They're lined up, and you try a different level of hotness on a sauce.
Okay.
And you eat it, and you do it. While you're doing it, you do an interview.
Oh, God.
So you're basically eating wings. You work your way up basically to, like, atomic.
No way in heck I would do that. Hell,
but it's
a great
cool.
show.
It's
awesome. a great show.
It's awesome. So Shakira was on it.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Shakira. She recently got divorced.
Okay.
And she took a bite of a wing. And this was getting, I think this was like 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
And she was asked about her regrets in her career. Listen to what she said, because I don't think she needs to apologize for this.
What does make you wince or cringe when you listen to your early material?
So many things. I think I used to overdo the cries in my voice. You know, it's too much. Yeah, I think it was exaggerated, a little baroque, you know? Too much Shakira.
What? It was awesome.
That's what made her.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. She shouldn't have to apologize.
She apologized for it.
And I don't know if I could do an interview with that man. And I like hot stuff, but man.
No, yeah, they worked their way up. And there's some.
That's why some of the interviews be so great.
Yeah, because some of them are just dying. Because you can get milk and then you can figure it out. But what happened to her in the middle of that? And I edited it out because it wouldn't have been. She touched her eyes.
Oh,
like, she was like that.
Oh,
and he's like, don't touch the eyes. Don't touch the eyes.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then she also, they also asked, like, what song do they bring up to you the most? She's like, Hips Don't Lie.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy, you could tell, he's,
of course.
Well, they don't.
Of course. Of course they don't.
It's really good, though. Yeah. Hot ones. Coming up next, the Astros are looking to stay equal with the Rangers. The Texans, they're looking to close the gap on the best squad. And one of the best coaches in town is not getting mentioned where perhaps he should. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thank you, Figgy.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, so the Astros got to take 2 of 4.
It'd be big.
I know it's early. See, I said it.
It's early.
3-7 right now. Proved 4-7. You would be 1-1-1 in series. Got to take this one. You got Fromber on the mound. Perhaps stop the bleeding against the Rangers. Lost the first two. Yesterday they got the dub. Ronel Blanco.
Mm-hmm.
Much needed.
Well, he's got 2 of their 3 wins.
Yeah, he's got 2 of their 3 dubs. Gems, too. Mm-hmm. Needed every bit of it.
15 2/3 inning? No hit? Yeah, 15 2/3. That's a pretty good start. Yeah, I mean, you gotta keep him in. I know he's got a couple more starts, maybe one, but probably a couple more starts before Verlander's back. I don't see how you cannot, given everybody else. Like, J.P. France has, what is his ERA? It's, like, off the charts. Hunter Brown's is. Yeah.
It's not as fun of a team to watch, man.
I just don't watch them the same. I mean, not to say I don't.
Do you think this Altuve is going to travel well with age?
Well,
are we going to get to a point where it's like, man, this is hard to watch?
What's the length of his contract again? I don't remember.
Extended a few more
6
years.
Something like that?
Yeah, he's going to be like
30. But life.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to be an Astros. That's always one of the sadder things, man. And I don't want to put too much on him because he's still going to be able to hit the ball and all that.
Is he?
I think so. The base running is going to be magnified, and any slump is going to be magnified. That's what happens when you're 33.
They got him signed through 2029.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Now, he's only making the final 2 years, 2028 and 2029. He's making 10 mil.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a luxury tax salary, though, that's 25.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2025, 2026, and 2027, he's going to be making $30 million.
I've been wrong on him, and then maybe I ultimately will not be, but I've often believed, and listeners have heard me say this, like, my only worry with Altuve is because he's small and he can hit everywhere, but he loves to pull the ball. Like, that's the bat speed is the first thing to go when you're a little slider, you know. But it hadn't gone. Like, he's still doing it. Now, the base running's never been there, so that's not that big a deal. It's just going to be magnified. But, like, he's getting it done at going on 33, so.
Ronel Blanco being good would be the most Astros thing there,
mm-hmm,
that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Just they coming do out this. Of nowhere, doing his thing.
This is what they do.
They got to get the bullpen right. Ryan Pressly broken. I know he's coming off the scoreless. He's broken.
I'm not going to go that far.
Okay,
but,
well.
but he ain't doing well.
I'll see you in a month.
Well, that was
let's go. I'll hold the seat for you.
Was it the Friday night game, Saturday night game?
I'll hold you
when he got work. Yeah, just save me a seat.
Yeah, I got you.
Save me a seat.
Yeah, I'll keep it warm. And see seats taken. Sorry.
That's right.
He'll be here.
Got your jacket on it.
Yeah, he's on his way.
Lopez might be over here.
Yeah, he's
a little
late, but he'll be here. Broken Presley.
Mm-hmm.
He's done.
I'm not gonna say he's done.
He's done. He's done being elite. He might be serviceable. He might go in stretches, but it's going to be a roller coaster with Brian
Presley.
He
did not look confident last night.
He's fried.
And he got out of there.
He's fried.
Yeah. And maybe it's the role. I don't know. But he didn't look like the same confident
guy. A natural drop off. I mean, there were times last year where even when he was performing well, you could kind of see beyond the result, and it was a little bit more stressful than perhaps the numbers may have told you, especially if you were watching closely.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think he's cooked.
He's done. I don't know about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Abreu not coming on as strong as we thought.
Now that's one that I'm not going to be able to. I'm not going to complain. I think he'll be fine.
No, he won't.
Jose Abreu.
Brian Abreu.
Oh,
we're talking bullpen.
I thought you were talking about Jose.
You think
Abreu.
I was sitting here saying Jose Abreu is good? What the hell is wrong? What do you think of me?
That's why I said Jose Abreu.
I was shocked.
He thought it too.
Yeah, I'm thinking like he'll be good.
I'm talking about Brian Abreu.
Okay.
Oh yeah, he'll be okay.
Yeah. Is he going to be elite? He was arguably in stretches their best pitcher. Jose Abreu, what the hell is wrong with
you? We both thought
I was about to say, what's wrong with you? Yeah.
He shouldn't even be on the team.
What you over there smoking on?
No, he shouldn't even be on the team.
Yeah, you had me worried there for
a second. Yeah, he's terrible. That is, we got another year of this after this?
Yeah.
Man, they got to take it on the chin, man.
Mm-hmm.
You got to just take your loss there.
Well, they might.
You got to take your loss, man.
They might.
You got to let that go.
I'm just worried about obviously everybody is. This isn't breaking news, but like the back end was supposed to be not the problem. Other people.
No, it was supposed to be elite. Yeah. It wasn't supposed to be okay. It was supposed to be elite.
Yeah. Hader's got a 7.2 ERA.
He'll be fine.
So he'll be fine, but Presley's washed.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Hader will be fine. Presley's cooked.
All I know is Hader.
He's mentally done.
Well,
do you not see him?
He's not in the same place. No, he didn't look confident yesterday. Like, even as they were going on, as he was getting outs, I'm like, this doesn't look like the same dude, you know? And then afterwards, you know, he kind of pointed to the sky and
said, effing finally.
Yeah.
I love Presley, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's done a lot of good things here. Sometimes you just kind of fall off.
Yeah.
The role changes.
He's 35.
Confidence. I mean, he's old.
He's 35.
Yeah, you start to fall off.
Yeah.
It's okay. But this team's going to have to find a way. They're just going to have to find ways to scratch and claw and get in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not even looking at the division at the moment. I know it's early. What are we, 10? 1 out of 16, right? So we're 10 games in. So it's basically the equivalent of one football game, like in a traditional sense. So this is like you basically got your ass whooped in week one. Like if we're dividing this into football.
Yeah, how are you feeling about that?
You got your ass whooped. What is it? What is the equivalent? If we were talking about this 3-7 start, what's the score in a football game?
Not only score, you're playing a division opponent. You know, it was an important start. You want to get off to a good start.
Yeah.
And you got beat 31-10.
Okay, 31-10?
Yeah.
I'd say that's fair. I would say 34-9.
Okay.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be feeling great.
No, you don't feel great.
You do get something out of it.
You go on to the next one.
You do catch a real sense of what the team is looking like early in the season, and it's not looking great. Like Altuve, of course, you know, he's still, you know, Altuve, he's – what is he, 375 batting average, 432. So he's still the same guy. But elsewhere, I mean, Abreu, good Lord.
I think the Astros are in a weird spot because, look, we've enjoyed the most successful stretch, not just in baseball, but in the history of perhaps any sport in this city. So I don't want to, like, dismiss that. And I don't want to completely dismiss the possibility that they get help and they make another run to the ALCS. So I'm not going to completely dismiss that. But I will say, if you're looking at the big three teams, and that's typically what we look at,
mm-hmm.
and you look at the Rockets, you look at the Texans, and you look at the Astros, and you're looking at how you feel about this team 2 years from now.
Oh, two years
The Astros
from now?
Have the worst outlook.
For sure.
I mean, it's an aging core. The pitching, you don't know where you're going to find it. You don't know if Fromber is an ace. Like, for as much as we talk about Jalen Green and Shingun and Nico and whether they're elite, We're saying that about Frommer. We've been saying it for 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, Nico Collins has given us just one taste of it, so you think the best is yet. Jalen Green gave us a taste of it, Pauls, and so did Alfie Shingun. So you look at this and you say, okay, well, the best could be yet to come. Like, when we're talking about this with the Astros, we're talking about this with Farmer Valdez. We've been having this conversation for 2 years.
Yeah.
So the thing about the Stros is their short-term success and whether they can flip the switch or not, I would be a fool to sit here and dismiss it. But if you're just talking about 2 years, like how you feel about them, they could be in a really, really bad spot. And then this is also where you take the consequence of the punishment where you don't have two first-round picks or whatever for how many stretches it was. Mm-hmm. That's where it happens, because right now what's happening with the Rangers is they're sitting there and they're looking. And I saw this the other day when they were talking about, holy crap, Al Leiter's son Jack was out there striking.
Oh, they're young.
Out. Man, that
they're
dude's going to be great.
Yeah.
Astros had no first-round pick at that time.
Yes, and just look at the pitching. Verlander's 41. Presley is 35. Hell, even McCullers, if he comes back. He's 31.
But in 2 years, McCullers is he's
done.
Even, yeah.
Montero is 33.
Yeah.
I mean, on and on it goes.
Yeah, like the two year plan of the
hell. Blanco's 30, and he's the phenom.
Yeah. The two year plan.
He's the young buck.
The two year outlook is rough, man. For the Astros, it's really rough.
Yeah.
And really, that's not to say that anything good's going right now. It's basically the equivalent of one NFL loss.
You're hanging your hat on that young buck that is. Burst onto the scene. That's right, 30-year-old Ronel Blanco.
Yes.
You know?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Fellas, how you doing?
His arm's 26, though.
Is it?
Okay.
Is it?
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
His arm's 26.
Okay. No, it's a two-year window, man, and it ain't looking great. I'm not feeling good about the. I don't know if you were listening earlier.
I did. I heard you. I heard you.
I just don't watch them the same.
I cannot disagree with you. I think I watch them the same. I just don't get the same feel, man.
That's what I mean. I used to be like, who's going to do this? And now I'm like, is anybody going to do this?
Yeah, I mean, you just the whole thing. I mean, you just got like I'm at a point where I'm like, can the chemistry and the big bats that are in the lineup that are swinging well and the injuries and those guys? I'm at a point where I'm going, man, can they come back and make as big a difference as they need to make?
Yeah,
and I'm not saying the starting pitching is a problem right now. What does Verlander coming back really accomplish relative to what we're watching?
Yeah.
But you just watch it, and you go, man.
What if Verlander gets in the way?
Yeah, he could.
Like, what if he actually kind of gets in the way of?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just a different. It is. When you said that earlier, I was like, you know, that's how I feel. I don't know exactly how to put a. I don't know how to describe it exactly.
I'll describe it.
It's definitely how I feel.
They remind me of my dog Rex when I was growing up. Rex, he lived 14.
Hold on. I gotta hear this.
I'm serious. best golden retriever you've ever seen. He was 130 pounds. He'd swim by himself. He could jump. He was awesome. And he lived to be 14 years old. And there used to be a time where when I was young, we would run around the block. He would run all 2 miles, and Rex would be great. They remind me of my dog Rex at 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he kind of had to stop and kind of huff and puff, and you're like, "Is Rex going to be able to make it? Is Rex going to be now?" Rex made it another 4 years.
Yeah,
but it, you could,
but
kinda,
it wasn't the
you,
same.
Yeah, and it was a little bit awkward, and the last two weren't quite there. They kind of remind me of like a dog with Rex at age 10.
So y'all not like they'll be fine?
No, I'm not. I flat out said I can't. I just feel different watching them. Like I just feel different.
I changed what fine is. Just get in the playoffs, compete. I'm not expecting them to. And then maybe flip the switch.
Just the days we've watched a lot of baseball where if you really look at what's going on,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the Astros got lucky.
Well, I said that before the season started.
I remember us doing radio together down there, and hey, the starter, just give me 3.5. Just get to 4.
Yeah.
And these guys are
7.
And they somehow get they somehow get to the World Series with guys that's your field for, with the exception of a couple of guys.
Yeah.
You know, they've been good enough to overcome all that. And now I'm looking at it going, man, are they good enough to overcome it?
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Their roster says they are.
But their pitching staff is old.
I mean, at least when I look at the people in it, it says they are.
Mm. I think the bullpen will be fine. Maybe it's just silly. I'm worried about Presley. I feel Presley's kind of broken, but I...
See, if you think the bullpen will be fine, then I think you think that they'll be
fine-ish.
Yeah.
See, no, that's fair. You think they'll be fine.
Yeah.
You're listening to KILT-AM. KILT-HD2. The Drive is live.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.